The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Unlimited broadband so you can download, upload and stream as much as you like.
Cian Egan of Westlife, good morning.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
You know what? We have spent some summers up with you, hanging out, watching you surfing. Of course, we'd never surf, but watching the waves and what different times we live in. Are you in Sligo or where are you?
I am. I've been in Sligo since the start of lockdown, you know. No better place, thankfully.
You're no better place because you're probably within your zone of 2.5 and now beyond. You can still surf away, I take it, could you?
I could, yeah, thankfully. You know, I'm within the 2K of the beachfront and other surf spots around Strand Hill. And, you know, it's been a blessing, really, to be honest with you, Ryan. I'm not going to lie. It's really kind of been a saviour for us, not just for me, but for my little guy as well. My whole family, you know, being able to be by the sea and be at the beach and, you know, kind of have that lifestyle. We've been very, very lucky indeed.
Yeah, it's a funny thing that people like yourself who live in certain parts of the country, who are almost apologising for having that freedom.
Yeah,
because I mean, so many don't, you know.
And you do feel bad, I'm not going to lie, you know. You do think about people who are living in places of big cities like London and Dublin and places like that and in apartment blocks. And, you know, I used to live in an apartment block myself in London and, you know, it would be very, very difficult, I can imagine. So, you know, my heart certainly goes out to those people having living lockdown in that scenario, you know.
And how old are your kids now, Cian?
I have an 8-year-old, a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old.
So tell me...
Three little boys.
Three boys. And tell me how... Three boys and you and your wife, obviously, how you survived there, or how did you get on with the school learning and all? Are you a good teacher?
That was the toughest part, I'm not going to lie. You know, I think trying to get the 8-year-old to kind of focus in and having a 5-year-old and a 2.5-year-old running around, that has been the most difficult part. So we did a bit. We didn't do a huge amount, you know. The principal from the school was very, very good. He was sending out letters once a week kind of saying, listen, you know, do what you can. You know, everybody's in the same position. Don't feel under pressure, even though you do feel under pressure to do something, you know, and I'm sure every parent out there with young children have felt under pressure. So, you know, we did. But then there was a second side to it where I have been home. I have been able to kind of like practice, you know, his guitar with him, get him in the water maybe twice a day when the surf has been good. So his surfing is coming up an awful lot, skateboarding an awful lot, you know, the things that he really loves. To be able to have the time to do that with him and to be able to have, you know, with all of them actually, because the 5-year-old is doing it now as well. I think that time has actually been priceless. So again, you know, he said to me, my older boy, Koa, said to me the other day in the car, you know, I wish things would just go back to normal. And I said, well, okay, buddy, think of it like this. Your normal would have been you in school all the time. We wouldn't have had this time together. Daddy would have been gone off on tour with Westlife, you know, and you wouldn't be surfing the way you're surfing. I said, so there is a silver lining to it all. Now, I know that hasn't been the case for so many people around the country and around the world. So, again, you do apologise and feel bad for that. But
it's been a different kind of education for kids.
I agree.
You know, and in some ways, you know, I keep talking to lots of the sixth classes around the country and saying you're the class of 2020. And although you've had a tough run of it, you have a war story and one that involves you, like you describe it, for not, as you say, we have to keep qualifying because we don't have everyone saying, oh, it's not the same for everyone. We get that. But where you can, in your case, you can surf or skateboard or whatever. Like that's, you'd never have done that in another world.
No. It has been very, very interesting. I think, you know, the first part of the lockdown as a family, you know, I mean, my lifestyle has been very, very different. You know, I wouldn't get up and go to work every day.
Yeah.
So I would be here for a few months at a time and then I'd be gone for a while and then back. So we had a little sense of that before, but to be just the five of us and nothing else for a very long time, I mean, that has been amazing. And just kind of like, you know, being a real family unit and knowing what that is to be a real family unit, you know. But again, you do kind of think about all the people around the world who don't have that, and you have to think about the people who are living in difficult situations. You know, there's been lots of unfortunate things that have happened throughout the lockdown as well for people. So, you know, you've got to, all those things do really come to mind.
Or Jody, of course, with like family in the UK, and it was that difficult?
Yeah, we haven't seen any of Jody's family, obviously, since the whole thing started. Being in contact, obviously, you know, FaceTime and all that with Grandad and things like that. But you know, what can you do? You know, we had my 40th birthday through the lockdown. My 5-year-old's birthday was through the lockdown. And you just kind of, you get on with it and you just go, well, you know, like you said, I'll never forget my 40th birthday. It might have been completely different. It was beautiful, actually, because I had a big group of friends do a drive-by at the down at my at the front of the house. And, you know, they just all drove by one after the other, beeping their horns and waving out the window and balloons. And, you know, Shane and Mark came out with their families and, you know, all my local friends from around Sligo and family and stuff like that. And it was really touching. It was really emotional. And I was nearly crying. My wife had organised it all. And it was absolutely beautiful what she organised.
You stood at the gate, did you? And they all drove by.
Yeah.
That's great.
Like, I did, you know, and my next door neighbour had put balloons up on the fence and stuff like that. It was just, you know, and I'll never forget that. That's something that you'll never forget, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And because you had been on with us not too long before the lockdown with the Late Late, and you were talking about a massive tour, which was kicking off. Yeah. What were the dates for that? What was happening there?
Well, we would have started by now. We were starting in the UK. We had our stadium summer tour, and then we were coming back down to Cork. We were doing Parky Cueve, and then we had Wembley Stadium for the first time ever in our career in the UK. And then we were going international. We were going all around Asia, China, you know, South Africa, India. We had pretty much a world tour organized off the back of the last album, the Spectrum album. So, you know, obviously that is all completely cancelled, stroke, you know, kind of moved to 2021. You know, we're still trying to figure out what can we do, what can we not do next year? Because we still don't know, right? You know what I mean? We're listening to you there, you know, is the second wave coming? We don't know. So we can't really plan a huge amount. It's kind of odd, you know. I mean, obviously we have Cork and Wembley and stuff like that. We've moved that to the same weekends of 2021 that they would have been in 2020. But apart from that, we're kind of scratching our, well, management and the promoters are all kind of going, well, you know, we can't really say, yes, let's do it all, because we don't know.
And even, like, I was looking at a picture in the papers today, Cian, of an artist singing, trying to do a kind of mini stadium thing. You know, there's 5 people here and there's 4 people there. And I admire their sense of adventure and sense of ambition to do it. But I can't imagine what it must be like for the performers or the crowd to
I mean, from a performer's point of view, I think being up on a stage in front of anybody is worthy, right? But from an audience point of view, we all know what it's about going to a concert. It's about being able to kind of jump up and down and have your arm around your friends and sing along and, you know, be part of that crowd atmosphere, you know, and have that big cheer when the lights go up and, you know, all of those different things. That's what a concert is about. And I think, when concerts do get back together, and concerts will happen, you know, I know this is a tough kind of weird time for everybody, but it will happen again. I'm pretty sure of that. Well, I'd like to hope so anyways. But, you know, so I suppose we've just got to live with the memories that we have from the past and look forward to more in the future. And I would imagine when we do get there, it'll be even better because, you know what it's like yourself when you take something away for a long time. That's what everybody wants.
Yeah, it's so true. I keep calling it the big yellow taxi. You don't know what you got till it's gone.
Yeah.
We're living in that world. Now, this Friday night, there's a massive big event. RTE does Comic Relief. And you guys were kind of meant to be performing and doing stuff for that, but you've decided to do something arguably even better.
Well, you know, I think the one thing about Westlife, since we got back together, we want everything to be something special and we want it to be an event. So we thought rather than coming on the telly and just doing a regular performance of Westlife in a studio or wherever it may be, is like, you know, how do we think outside the box? How do we make this an event? So what we've decided to do is to run a competition for charity. It costs €4 to enter the competition. Yeah. And the prize is to win Westlife to perform at any event you want, whether that be a wedding, whether it be a birthday party, whether it be in your local pub, it's your choice. If you win the prize, wherever you want us, we will be there and we will perform for you at whatever event it is that you want.
And people can text, I think it's Westlife to 50300 if they want to enter that competition with a view to raising funds. And before you know it, the Community Foundation for Ireland will receive a minimum of 360, just to let people know about that.
Yeah.
That text line will close at 10 a.m. this Friday morning. And before you know it, you guys can show up, you will show up as a band, and yep. obviously all socially distant and careful and so on, at an event in the next little while. And, you know,
the event could be next year, Ryan. You know, the timeline for the event, if your wedding got cancelled this year and you're thinking, well, I know I'm getting married next summer, you know, if you win that prize, we can perform at your wedding. You know, I mean,
that's great.
That's the idea.
That's the idea. When the world is back to some class of normality.
Exactly.
That's what's happening. You sound like a man who's had quite an enriching experience out of something that was pretty awful.
Yeah, you know, I suppose I'm one of these people who I tried to take the positives.
Sure.
And I suppose the positives have been very, very good. You know, the negatives obviously have been very, very bad when you look at the numbers of the amount of people that have died around the country and, you know, the amount of people that the frontline workers, what they've had to go through. And, you know, I can imagine as a frontline worker going to work every day, the nerves must be huge,
yeah.
you know, just to think, are they going to catch this awful disease? And I think for us, we've just been so lucky. And I just feel so blessed that we have been lucky in that sense, you know. And, you know, Ireland as a country, I think we have been lucky. I think our government have done very, very well. You know, I think us as a people and a nation, we've all respected it very, very well.
Yes.
You know, I've certainly felt in Sligo as well, we did very well, you know, even being around our local village. And surfing is a sport that a lot of people would break their heart not to be able to come and do it. But everybody, you know, didn't come and do it. It was amazing to see that. So, you know, and even yourself, watching yourself on The Late Late and listening to you in the morning, you did an amazing job. I think everybody who listens and watches The Late Late thinks that as well, Ryan. So thank you for that as well. And everybody that has done their job. I mean, it hasn't been easy to try and keep it all going. So well done to
keep
everyone.
The message going. Yeah, I'll pass that on to the gang. And thanks for saying that, Cian. And listen, we wish you well with the family. And with the band, and that's a great initiative to get involved in the RT Does Comic Relief on Friday. Text Westlife to 50300, and before you know it, they'll show up at your local pub or your living room or wherever it might be once the world is back to some class of normality. Cian, mind yourself. We'll see you up in Sligo soon, I hope.
Thanks so much, Ryan.
Take it easy for now.
Take care.
Bye now.